Here's what you need to know.
Gabs let you know.
Okay, now yesterday we spoke about this, the Gabby Petito case. This is the one where they were bloggers. They go camping together. Gabby goes missing. The remains were found
over in the States.
In the States a few weeks ago. The partners then went missing.
Yeah.
The parents of the partners won't cooperate, even with Gabby's family, which is just so ridiculous. So everyone's like, where is Brian?
Where's Brian?
So on the particular track where they are looking for the bloke, Brian, because he does like hiking around this track, they have found 7 other bodies.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
Isn't it?
That's ridiculous.
7 other missing people have been found. And I think it's sad to think that all those people didn't get any coverage.
Absolutely.
But the fact that these guys were bloggers, it just they've got a lot of vision. So they're saying now that on this track, items of interest have been found that belong to Brian Laundry.
Oh.
So apparently the parents have found these bits and pieces, which makes you think, were they planted? Because the parents seem to be aiding and abetting whatever's going on.
How did they manage to find it without all of the hundreds of other police officers?
I know.
Very smart parents.
That is extremely interesting. So more to come. So Chris and Roberta Laundry, yes, some articles belonging to him were found. Now, wouldn't they be more upset if they are looking for a body, don't you think?
You'd think so.
They'd be cooperating a bit more?
I think, mate, I would not like to be the one on the run if you were the detective. Let me tell you. You see through stuff.
Whoa. We're looking for Brian.
Right.
Also, some great news here on the Gold Coast. By 2030, we're going to have premierships galore. The Titans are going to win premierships. It's been declared by their CEO. This is him yesterday talking the club after they just remodeled their logo a little bit.
We're different to who we were, and we want to be different to who we were. Going forward, this organisation's going to be stronger and better.
Yeah, well, they said that by 2030 he wants to win a couple of premierships, and it's always difficult when you put a time frame on things. It always comes back to haunt you. Let's go through a few. The Eels have been trying. They haven't won one for 35 years. The Raiders, 27. The Broncos, 15. And the Titans, 14. So, obviously, something's going to change in what they've done in the last 10 years. Because in 9 years, we are going to be a multiple premiership. State for Southeast Queensland. The Titans are going to have premierships. They've made little areas in their cabinets ready for the big trophy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, look, vaccination rates are now the big, big talking point from every politician in Queensland. It's 10 days now until you have... Well, that's the time limit, really, to get your first dose because of the effectiveness. I think it is 2 weeks after you've had Pfizer and 3 weeks after Moderna. So
after you've had the second dose.
Yes.
That's it. So you've got to get started now if you want to meet that December 17 deadline. They're now talking school hubs all across the state, and that'll be the case on in Queensland and Gold Coast, I beg your pardon, as well. So check your Queensland Health websites and go get it done.
And that is what you need to know.